On this last day of morning chapel, we are in the last chapter of the Gospel according to John. Chapter 21, verse 15. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," he said, "you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." It was one of those receptions held after an ILC graduation, and a prof was congratulating a high school graduate. "So what are you going to do next year?" The question was not unusual, nor was the response really unexpected. "I'm enrolled in the pre-thee program for next fall. I'm going to become a pastor." The prof looked thoughtfully at the student for a moment and then said, "That's good. I think you care enough about people to become a pastor." How important it is for a pastor or teacher to serve not primarily for the compensation package, not for the honor that it may bring, not even for the approval of friends and family. The compensation, the honor, the approval may come to a pastor or teacher, but if he or she is doing it for those things, how sad. For then it could be said of them, as it was said of the Pharisees praying on the street corners, they already have their reward. In order for their preaching and teaching to be more than a clanging cymbal, they need to serve not for the money, prestige, but for the love of those lambs and sheep who are put into their care and who are beloved by God. Already in John chapter 10, Jesus pictured the difference between a hired hand and the shepherd. The hired hand abandons the sheep and runs away when he sees the wolf coming because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. And this is true not just for public servants, but really for all of us who at one time or another have lambs entrusted to our care and feeding. It may be our children, our grandchildren someday. It may be nephews, nieces, children in the congregation, children at camp, next door, 100 other possibilities. And one way or another, the Lord will bring his lambs and his sheep to you. How important it is that our service to those lambs and sheep be done in love, which is not self-seeking, but with their best interests at heart. It's this kind of heart that we pray for, both for ourselves and for each other, as we all go our various ways this weekend. But in the afterglow of that first Easter, as Jesus finished breakfast with his apostles by the shore of the Sea of Galilee, he pointed to something else as qualifying his follower to feed his lambs, to tend his sheep. He said to Peter, "Do you love me? Do you consider me your greatest treasure? I am the bread of life. What will you feed my lambs if you do not consider me to be of the highest value? Will you have them call upon their own inner strength, their mental toughness in the day of trouble, that they may deliver themselves and glorify themselves?" No, it is recognizing Jesus as our greatest, our priceless treasure, as we just sang, that will help us stand if we ever find ourselves, as Peter did, in the high priest's courtyard. Our security threatened, our confession challenged. And that is the love that we want to bring to others, lambs or sheep. Not just affection for them, for someone who provides food for us, but a love which goes beyond. A love which remembers how he laid down his life for us to bring us to God. Such a love will see him as a treasure worth dying for. That's the love which Jesus seeks in his representatives, whether they are called servants or calling servants. Do you love him? Yes. But how quickly we forget him. We may marvel at how soon the children of Israel in the wilderness forgot the miracles which sustained them on the way. But how quickly we turn from singing the praises of him who was born, lived, and died, and rose for us. How soon we move on to the next event, to getting on with our lives. Do we love him? Yes, but how we wish that love were stronger. How is it increased? Think of yourself as sitting on one of the benches around campus. On the other end of the bench is the one you love. And he or she says to you, "I really want to talk to you." But you have your head in your hands and you say, "Not right now. I'm trying to love you more. Won't you look at me?" "I can't right now. I'm trying to love you more." About then, "How are you today, Mr. Wilson?" dressed in white, would be coming to take you to a different institution. The way our love will be increased is by being with him on Galilee's shore for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Ah, but he is with us always, isn't he? Even to the end of the age. Then let us look to him always, listen to him always, that we may know him better. If we know him better, we will love him more. Follow him always. Feed his lambs for sure. Stanza 4.